Okay, good morning, everybody. As you all know, I usually try to say over a new vort every year, every parsha. But last year's Dvar Torah that I said, Parsha Yisro, was, in my opinion, so powerful and so real and so relevant. I even said it over, I think, a week later at the Ramat Hashkol Shabbat Tovim last year, if you're Shana Bet. So if it's a rerun and you remember it, so it's Chazara. But otherwise, it'll be new. The Rashi tells us, when Yisro comes to join Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, in Pasuk Hey, it says, V'yavo Yisro chos in Moshe, v'anav Yisro el Moshe el Midbar. Shehuchon Hashem har el okim. So Rashi comments, why is the Torah telling us that he came to the Midbar? We know they were in the Midbar. What's the pshat in the lashon of the Midbar? So Rashi tells us, Af anu yodim shem Midbar haya, el b'shivcho shel Yisro, diber ha-kosev. The Torah is praising Yisro. That he came to Midbar. Why? He was an honorable person in his community in Midian. He left his place of stature in his community, and he dedicated his heart to go out to the Midbar, to a place of nothingness, to hear Divrei Torah. What a huge praise for Yisro. Wow, he left his stature in his community, and he came to the Midbar to join the Jewish people to learn Torah. Now, the mission of us tells us that a person is involved in Torah, it's Ashrecha Bolam Haza v'Ashrecha Bolam Haba. He has joy, he has Ashrecha, it's praiseworthy, it's great, it's good for you in this world, it's good for you in the next world. So I ask you, if that's true, living a life of Torah is so great in this world and the next world, so what's the Chiddush? Of course, any person who wants to have the good life in this world and the next world is going to leave his place of stature amongst the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and he's going to join the Jewish people in the Midbar. Why is it so praiseworthy that Yisro left? Being Jewish and living life of Torah is so great. That's Pashut. So what's the greatness? And I saw this question last year, I thought it was a great question, and I love the answer even more. The answer is, the mission of us says, Kachi Darko Shel Torah. This is the way of Torah. Pas Melach Tochal, right? Eat bread bread and salt, maim mitzuras tishte, and drink small measures of water. If you do this, asherecha b'olam hazav, asherecha b'olam haba. What's the pshat? Only if you do it. To really live a life of Torah, to really feel the greatness in this world and the next world, is only when imata osa kain. The greatness of Yisro was even when he made the intellectual decision to leave Avodah Zarah and to join the Jewish people in the Midbar. At that point, he didn't taste it, and it was all intellectual. It wasn't emotional yet. He didn't have that joy just yet, and therefore he's praised for that, because intellectually speaking, he made the decision to go join the Jewish people. But of course, once he lived the life of Torah, of course it was pashut and obvious to come and join the Jews in the Midbar, even though he left his place of stature. And the message is so true. Oftentimes, we think to ourselves, and we say, the outside world, the non-Jews, people that are not following Torah mitzvahs, they're enjoying life. To live a life of Torah mitzvahs, it's not as enjoyable. We have all these restrictions. It's not true. If a person is not getting the enjoyment out of Yiddishkeit in this world, he's doing it wrong. He's doing it wrong, because it's Asherecha B'olam Hazeh, Imata Osakein. If you actually do it, I'm not telling you have to drink, eat bread and salt, and have a little bit of water. But if you mamish live Yiddishkeit properly, you'll see it's much more enjoyable than anything else the world has to offer. And if a person is not feeling that joy, then there's something missing from his Yiddishkeit. And you look around, and I think it should be true. The person says, Shabbos is a bunch of restrictions. Well, it depends how you approach Shabbos. If you approach Shabbos with enjoying the food, enjoying the Zemiras and the Divrei Torah, and the spirit of Shabbos, then you'll see there's nothing that can compare to a proper Shabbos. There's nothing. And if a person says, Shabbos is a bunch of restrictions, that means he's not doing Shabbos correctly. He's just sitting there and twiddling his thumbs. But if you get the geschmack of Shabbos, he says, who wouldn't want to live Shabbos? And I'm sure, I hope that at this point in the year, everybody's experienced that. And when it comes to learning, right, when a person really learns and he tries to figure out in Gemara, there's nothing in the world that compares to it. So a person says to himself, Yiddishkeit is not so geschmack, then there's something that's being wrong. Because why? Because imata osakein, if you actually live Yiddishkeit, you'll see it's amazing. And if a person's not feeling that, he has to check himself, he has to figure out what's lacking in his avodas Hashem. Because a person does it right, and you look around, you see, how could it be? How could it be that converts, people leave, being not Jewish, and they come and they become the most dedicated Jews ever? people were Balei Tshuva. We had in my home this year on the Hanukkah, we had this guy who partied his heart out, and he had a great, what people call in the outside world, the good life, and he was having a great time. And he said, and over time, he said, who needs this? And he lives a life of Torah. Why? Because it's once you live it, it's pashut that it's more meaningful and even more. Yes, you're not going to believe this, but even more enjoyable. And I think you would believe it at this point. But to a person who hasn't experienced yet, he said, oh, of course, you know, going out and having a party is more enjoyable. It's not true at all. It's not even close. Actually, if I remember correctly, Ravram Shorshlita spoke here in last year in Yeshiva, and I think I heard him say the same thing idea, same thing on Shir this year as well. He said, Hashem has actually made it easier in our generation, because we look around, the people that are enjoying the physical pleasures of this world, you look at them like, so sad. It's pathetic. It's pathetic how people are acting in the world. So it's actually, if you think about it, it's blatantly obvious that it's more enjoyable to live a life of Torah, to live a life of meaning, to live a life of fulfillment. And that's the pshat. Until Yisrael came to the Midbar, until he actually experienced it, he deserves praise to taking that leap of faith and joining the Jewish people. But obviously, once you start doing it, it's poshut. That it's more enjoyable. It's poshut, that it's a more enjoyable life in this world than the next world. That's number one. Number two, on the way here, I was listening to a shir from Rabbi Daniel Kalish from Waterbury, and he said an excellent question that I never thought about, and he gave a beautiful answer, and I'd like to try to develop that answer as well. He said that when the Torah recounts the two sons that were born to Moshe Rabbeinu, so the first son that was born was Gershom. Why? Ki Geris v'Aretz Nachriya. That he was a stranger in Midian, and he survived, and he was and Hashem took care of it. And the second son that was named was Eliezer. Ki Elkei Avi Be'ezer v'Yitzlin v'Cherev Paro. That Kodesh Baruch Hu helped me, and he saved me from the sword of Paro. So first of all, it seems to be out of order. What came first, right? Was the salvation from Paro's sword first, or was the fact that he was saved when he was a stranger in a strange land? Obviously, what came first was being saved from Mitzrayim. So why would he name his first son about what he was experiencing at that moment in Midian, that he was saving him while he was a stranger in a strange land? And then the second child, he goes back and thanks Hashem, and the name connotes thanking Hashem for what took place earlier in Mitzrayim. That's number one. And number two, when you think about which miracle is greater, certainly nobody gets out of Mitzrayim, especially when the king is trying to kill you. The fact that he survived and he was able to escape Mitzrayim, that's a greater miracle. So the first son should have been called Eliezer, not the second son. So what's the pshat? So Rabbi Kalish wanted to say the following idea. He said that it's one thing to thank Hashem for a miracle or something that happened in the past. That's seemingly on a lower level, meaning it's much easier. It's not as intense. Oh yeah, thank you so much. I was born, you know, many years ago, and you know, I had a bar mitzvah. And I don't know. You thank Hashem for miracles I happened to you 10 years ago. But that's great. But what's even greater and more powerful is to thank Hashem for something now. That's even more powerful, because when you're in that situation, when Moshe Rabbeinu was living, the fact that he was in Midian all alone and he was still surviving and he was thriving over there in Midian, the miracle, the thank you is even greater. Because why? It's about the present. It's not about the past. And I was thinking to myself that I was just learning the Orchot Tzadikim. And the Orchot Tzadikim, towards the end of Shara Simcha, it discusses the great levels of joy that a person can feel with his closest to Hashem. And he develops over the entire chapter of Orchos of Shara Simcha, the idea that a person develops emunah, a belief in Hashem, and a bitachon and trust in Hashem, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is supporting him, Kodesh Baruch Hu is taking care of him. And the ultimate is reaching these high levels of closeness and dedikas to Hashem, and really feeling and internalizing the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu is taking care of us at every single moment. And I think perhaps that is the pshat. If you feel thank you, oh, Baruch Hashem, I was born, Baruch Hashem, you know, I went through a certain challenge in my life, and I survived many years ago. You don't feel the simcha, you don't feel the intensity so much in your heart. It's hard to really tap into it. But if a person is living the moment, and he's thanking Hashem, I can breathe today, I can talk today, I can walk today, I'm surviving today, it's so much more real. And that, I think, is gives support to this idea. The reason why Moshe Rabbeinu's first son was named for the present thank you was because it's so much more real and it has so much more meaning. It's very nice to thank Hashem for the past. There's no question about it. But when a person thanks Hashem for the now, right? Guys who are here, for example, We should be thanking Hashem. Wow, you have the opportunity to come to Eretz Yisrael as an alumnus and spend your weeks sitting learning base medrash. The Shana Bet guys, what a schus that you're here, Shana Bet. What a schus that I'm able to stay here for next, you know, till Pesach. Shana Alf guys, what a schus that I'm in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe your friends from high school don't have a schus to be here. But when you thank Hashem for the present, it's so much more real and it develops that connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's the whole idea with, of course, Berchas HaShachar, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is okay with Kefufim, he's Malbish Rumim. Last night you heard from Lavi Greenspan, HaKodesh Baruch Hu Pokeach Ivrim. When you thank Hashem for the now, it basically leads you to feel a tremendous closeness. That's the whole idea. Just to connect the dots, right? The Gemara tells us that the pasuk tells us, "Ma Hashem shoel imach kim liyira." What does Hashem ask us? Just to fear Him. And the Gemara darshins, "Ma is mea." 100 brachos a day. Say 100 brachos a day brings you to Yir Shemayim. How does 100 brachos a day bring you to Yir Shemayim? The answer is when a person says a bracha with kavana, when he thanks Hashem, thank you so much for giving me everything 100 times over the day, of course it's going to bring it to Yiras Shemayim. So the pshat is that when that's the pshat. When a person lives like that, a person lives every day of his life, every moment, thanking Hashem and blessing Hashem for all the things he has in his life at that moment, so it intensifies the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So just to review these two very central ideas. Number one, Yiddishkeit, when it's done properly, is amazing. If it's not, if you're not getting the most, if you don't feel an intense joy out of being a frum Jew, out of being an Av Hashem, unfortunately, it means there's something lacking in your Avodas Hashem. Because if you do it right, you'll enjoy it beyond any enjoyment the world has to offer it. Pasha. And number two, the Nakuda is that when a person says thank you to Hashem about the now, it creates a tremendous love and a tremendous close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a tremendous heights of simple that we can't even fathom. And as the Ohr Tzaddikim describes, the Dveikus with Hashem in the most lofty terms. You should have a great Shabbos and always feel the simcha of Yiddishkeit and the joy and the closeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.